We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Cowboys Sports Network, welcome to the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show. Brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores. Farm fresh for 50 years. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug. Discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office. Together we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more. Now, here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Alpha Gamma Rho, otherwise known as Agro. Guys, thanks for having us. They'd be cheering, but they're munching down on Slim Chickens that Coach Boynton brought. So you come into one of these fraternities and you bring food, they just come running. I would guess even the scent of food would send them running. Of course, they'd end up disappointed. So we brought the real deal. Coach Boynton brought Slim Chickens for the guys tonight. And so we're away from Slim Chickens tonight. Be back there in 2 weeks. So that's where we'll see you again live for the show. Well, we'll be talking about last night's game against Oklahoma, which was an unbelievable atmosphere and a great start for the Cowboys. Just couldn't quite hold on. And so we have an interesting situation coming up this weekend with South Carolina coming in. Coach Boynton will be coaching against a man he worked for, Frank Martin, at South Carolina. And, as fans know, Coach Boynton is a former South Carolina Gamecock point guard. So lots of storylines coming up, lots of similarities between the two coaches as far as philosophies are concerned, and it should be an entertaining game. We have tickets available, okstate.com/tickets. It's a 1 o'clock tip. We have the women against Iowa State following that. So here's a good idea. Come to Stillwater, check out both games. Should be highly entertaining games, and let's try to match that atmosphere we had last night, which was absolutely phenomenal, just absolutely phenomenal. So we'll take a break. By the way, if you have a question for Coach Boynton, you can send it to us. You've got two ways that you can do it. You can use my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. That's one option. The other option is our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. We'll take a break. Coach Boynton is here. We'll start our conversation with him when we return from Agro, Alpha Gamma Rho in Stillwater. It's the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
Parents, have you signed your child up for the McDonald's Pistol Pete Partners Kids Club? Pistol Pete's Partners is the official OSU Athletics Kids Club, designed to get kids excited about OSU and become fans at a young age, so they can be fans for life. For just $25, members receive discounted football and men's basketball ticket offers. Get in free to OSU soccer, women's basketball, tennis, wrestling, baseball, softball, and have access to exclusive parties with the athletes and much more. Visit okstate.com/kidsclub to sign your kid up today. Also sponsored by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Mercy Health.
Hey, Cowboys fans, Academy Sports and Outdoors is the place to go when you need the gear to support your team. Academy is your one-stop shop for Oklahoma State jerseys, T-shirts, caps, novelty items, and more at everyday low prices. Be sure to visit your local Academy store or academy.com to stock up on OSU gear for the season. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
The right stuff, the low price, every day.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the OSU Cowboys. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where the air smells of fresh-cut grass, artificial turf, and smoked meats.
Kielbasas.
Where the radio only plays marching bands. And being able to read the defense is more important than being able to read.
Just kidding. Stay in school.
But what makes Fansville truly special are the people who call it home field.
The fans.
The type of people who tailgate before the tailgate.
Ask the doctor, remember.
Who aren't afraid to shout, "My grandma could have made that kick," because that's the honest truth.
She's 90.
Passionate fans bound by loyalty, tradition, and the sweet, sweet nectar of the college football gods. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Hey, Cowboy fans. Nothing beats being there live to cheer your favorite team on to victory. Prime Sport, the official fan travel partner of Oklahoma State Athletics, is your source for ticket, hotel accommodations, and VIP experiences to all the biggest sporting events in the country. From the regular season to bowl season, get your official tickets, travel, and VIP packages and more at PrimeSport.com. Don't just watch it on TV. Go to PrimeSport.com for the ultimate game day experience.
Back at Alpha Gamma Row, they're still eating, so it's kind of muffled cheers. That's okay. Food is important, especially when you're in college, especially when it's free, and the head basketball coach brings it to you. So a lot to be excited about here tonight. Glad you're with us via the radio as we bring you the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Ag Row. I guess it would officially be on the Strip or just north of the Strip, adjacent to the Student Union across the street. So there's prime real estate here where the fellas hang out. Coach Boynton is with us now, and it's fun to come out and see everybody, isn't it? Just kind of take this thing on the road and, you know, come in. They let us come into their homes. It's fun.
Oh, it's amazing, first of all, that these guys would give us an opportunity to open their doors for us to bring the show here and be here to support. I'm sure the free food had nothing to do with them being here right now.
Absolutely not.
it's amazing. And this, like I said it last night after the game, you know, these guys and the rest of our students and fans who showed up last night is the reason Oklahoma State basketball will be great again. It won't be because of me. It'll be because of the players and our fans. They have such a passion for the game, and they support us so well, bring so much energy to that building that, you know, it won't be long before we're chopping out wins.
That's one of the better atmospheres I can remember in a while. We had some good atmospheres last year. We certainly did 2 years ago. Last night, even though the building wasn't quite full, it was close, it had a little different feel to it. To me, did you feel that way? There was an intensity to it that was, you know, it was pretty unique. It was awesome. It was fun.
Yeah, I tell you, when I didn't know what to expect. You know, the team's been struggling a little bit here recently. We've had some off-the-court issues, and it's Wednesday night. It's cold. It's, you know, It's late, and so there's a lot of reasons to find something else to do.
Sure.
And for our fans to show up the way they did, but not only just show up, right? They were present. There was an atmosphere that was really, really good for our team, for me. So when I walked out there just before tip and really saw what the crowd was like, I was really, really appreciative that, you know, people really care about what's going on in Oklahoma State basketball.
By the way, we're at Alpha Gamma Rho, Ag Rho for the Coach Boynton Radio Show tonight. And next week we'll be at in continuing our tour of Greek houses as well as we get people excited about upcoming home games. So we come into this environment, and I don't know about you, but then there are flashbacks to when I was in college. Now, I wasn't in a fraternity or anything like that, and you were playing basketball. But, you know, without sinking too far into it, what are your fond memories outside of being the point guard at the University of South Carolina from your college experience?
I had a great experience. I was far from home. I grew up in New York City. I went to the University of South Carolina, which is about a 10-hour car drive if you're doing just about five miles above the speed limit.
Gotcha. understand.
But I gained great relationships there and really figured out who I was. And that's the thing that I remember the most. But even more importantly, gained great relationships that I still have to this day. And I'm sure these guys are experiencing the same. I wasn't in a fraternity that wasn't a sport. My fraternity was hoop, fi hoop, as I would call it.
Yeah, which is often the case.
And had a great time with my teammates and these guys. You know, I've always heard about frat houses. I never envisioned that they looked this nice inside.
This one's new.
This one's really nice.
Yeah, five years old, right, guys?
Prime location here, too. I mean,
yes.
Right across the street, you got some pretty cool places.
They do, as a matter of fact. Yeah, there's a lots going on in this neck of the woods here in Stillwater. So, obviously, you're recruited to go to South Carolina. In fact, it's been fun. Your former coach, Eddie Fogler, one of the two coaches you played for at South Carolina, was at the game last night. It's been in town this week. But, obviously, you were recruited by other schools, and some were closer to home. So, how did your family feel about you going far away from home? Did they any concern, or were they like, hey, go pursue your dream? What'd they say?
Yeah, they were really supportive. You know, by both of my parents, you know, they loved basketball. My dad more than my mom. My mom only loved it because I played. She didn't know anything about it. My dad played a little bit, so he thought he knew everything about it. And still does. But they were really supportive. And in fact, my dad, who grew up in Georgia, convinced my mom about 6 months after I left for college to move back to his home state. So they've been living in Georgia since 2001. I went to college in the year 2000. So they found their way closer to me so my dad could come see me play a little bit more so my mom could be around. And so that helped. But going away was a really good thing for me. It gave me an opportunity, again, to not have to rely on my parents all the time. You know, I had to learn how to do laundry. You know, I had to learn how to cook a little bit. I learned how to toast bread without burning it. I learned how to, you know, do something besides pour cereal in the bowl and make sure there was not enough milk so I could have a second one. All these things that these guys, I'm sure, you know, have the luxury of learning now. But really, like I said, you know, became a man, you know, having to do things on my own, you know, getting my own car oil changed, you know.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Trying to budget my money and make decisions on weekends whether you want to eat more or not.
Understand. Yeah. No need for translation. Yeah, I totally get that. So who all recruited you out of high school? What schools recruited you?
Yeah, so early on, I was recruited by quite a few schools, Florida State, NC State, Pittsburgh. But when I really got down, it was down to five schools, South Carolina, which I ultimately chose, UMass. Uh-huh. At the time, Bruiser Flint was the coach.
So it was after Calipari.
He replaced John Calipari. Boston College, where Al Skinner mm-hmm. was the coach. Hofstra, where Jay Wright was at the time.
Oh, that's right. You had told me that, you know, yes.
And it's funny, you know, after my freshman year, you can't always predict the future. So after my freshman year, none of those coaches were still in their jobs at the schools that were where they were recruiting me. Jay Wright had left to go to Villanova. Coach Fogler, who I went to play for, retired, and Dave Odom coached me the rest of my career. Bruiser Flint got fired. And so, you know, you start to figure out, hey, you just got to figure things out as you go along. Sometimes you can't predict how it's going to go for the long term, but you keep working and things work out eventually.
Did Fran Fraschilla, who is now the ESPN analyst, he recruited you some or did he not?
You know, he recruited me when he was at Manhattan College, and then he moved to St. John's where he was a coach for a while. And then he got fired at St. John's before I went. He was at New Mexico when I was in college. Mike Jarvis was the head coach at St. John's when I was in college. They didn't recruit me as strongly, but they signed, who was my best friend, still is to this day, a kid named Omar Cook, to be their point guard in the same class at the same position that I was playing.
How were you two connected, you and Omar?
Well, we just grew up together. We probably were playing as really good friends from the time we were 6 or 7 years old. In fact, I was telling Coach Holder this story. You know, I started playing organized basketball when I was 4 years old. And I played on some really competitive teams in New York City. And between the time I was 8 years old and the time I was 12 years old, Omar Cook and I were backcourt mates, and we never lost a game. We didn't lose a game for 4 years.
Really?
Yeah, it was a fun time. It's fun not losing.
I'll bet it was. We've talked about this before, but I think it warrants bringing up again, especially for the guys. New York City basketball is unique. How is it unique? What makes players from New York special? Because it seems like everybody wants them if they're very good. They want them.
Yeah, well, you know, you kind of grow up with a survivor's mentality. And so you have a really competitive spirit just innately because everything's hard to come by up there. And, you know, you go to a place on a Saturday morning to play with your friends and there may be 50 people in the gym. And, you know, if you don't win, it may be a while before you get to play again. And so, you know, you learn how to compete at a really high level. You learn how to maybe make some calls that go in your favor late in the game that's close. And you learn to argue some, too. But what you really learn how to do is compete. And that's the thing that I probably take the most from my experience growing up there is being a competitor.
We mentioned that Eddie Fogler has been in town and, of course, coached at South Carolina, had other stops as well, and close to here at Wichita State where he had great success. Vanderbilt was another stop in his coaching journey. What did you take from him? What did you learn from him? And what was your initial relationship with him like? Because he had recruited New York City for a number of years successfully when he was at North Carolina and other places.
Yeah, so just for some background for people who may not know, Coach Fogler has been retired since 2001, but he played college basketball at North Carolina for Coach Dean Smith and then became an assistant coach for him. In fact, he and Roy Williams recruited a guy some people may have heard of named Michael Jordan to play at North Carolina. And then I was fortunate enough to have him recruit me in the late 90s. And I just remember him being really honest. And the thing that I learned from him is that, you know, your word has to mean something. And he was really committed to doing things the right way, committed to making sure his players were held accountable. And it's something that carried me with me to this day. But even from a coaching standpoint, he was really organized. And his practices were really organized. The way we traveled was really organized. As freshmen, you always had to carry the bags onto the bus. You had to load them, unload them. It was just one of those things. You kind of earned your stripes in the program. And those are some of the small things that I've tried to take into account as I've gone through my career.
Yeah, I noticed when we went to West Virginia, you told the freshmen to get the bags off the airplane.
Yeah.
So that's sort of where some of that originated.
Yeah, and it's good, you know. And so everybody does it, and it becomes part of the culture of your program. You know, the freshmen, and it's not a disrespect to them. It's just that everybody's been through something, and you kind of have to earn your level of kind of respectability within a program by doing things that necessarily – you don't like to do because it's not always warm when we get off those planes in some of these places.
Yeah, like Ames, and, for example, yeah. Or Des Moines, to be exact.
So to have to take 5 minutes, you know, to help people is a good thing.
You referenced Michael Jordan, and I don't think we've covered this in the 2 years, but many people may not know you're connected to Michael, arguably one of his very best friends, Buzz Peterson, who's also one of your very close friends. So there's a little conduit there between you and Michael Jordan.
Yeah, Buzz Peterson and Michael Jordan were best friends growing up and were best men in each other's weddings. And it's funny, I don't think many people know this, but they graduated in the same high school graduating class in North Carolina. I think it was 82 or 83. And Buzz Peterson was the player of the year in the state of North Carolina over Michael Jordan. Now, no one says that Buzz Peterson's dad ran the newspapers. So he had some influence on the media folks in town.
Understood.
But I went on to work for Buzz as an assistant at Coastal Carolina and got a chance to spend some time with Michael. I also was a counselor at Michael Jordan's camps in Santa Barbara when I was in high school. So there's some pictures maybe floating around the internet of me and Omar Cook and Darius Miles, who we all kind of grew up competing against one another at Jordan's flight school in Santa Barbara when we were 16, 17 years old.
So having been around Michael Jordan, I'm sure you've been around others that are at that most elite level. Kobe Bryant would fall into that category, and Shaq and others, many others, not too many others. What is unique about them that gets them where they are from a basketball and competitive standpoint? What makes them the best of the best?
Well, the thing that I would say that kind of struck me when I was around Jordan was he doesn't allow you to not compete. He just won't allow. He'll kick you off the court. In fact, he shows up every day, and his camp is for kids that are like 6 years old to 16. And he comes to, and he shows up every day. And this is Michael Jordan. This is in the 90s when I'm talking, when he's at the height of things. And so he gets out there and he competes with these 6 or 7 year olds in shooting contests. He will not let them win.
Isn't that funny? They're all wired that way, though, aren't they?
And if they ask to play one on one, he'll tell them, "I'm going to kick your tail. And if your mom's over there and she sees you crying, I'm going to tell her to take you home." But he is just, he is a ruthless competitor. And he raises the level of other people around him because of it, because it's either survive or just fade to the background with him. I remember being on the court in one of those counselor games. I was on his team, and I'm just kind of in awe, like just to be out there. And he throws me the ball, and I throw it back. And we come down the court, and I do it again, and he says, "Hey, young fella, if you don't want to play, get off the court."
Did he really?
Absolutely. Because he thought that I was being a spectator. He said, "If you want to spectate, sit down and watch. But if you're open, you need to shoot the ball."
How about that?
And I was like, "Okay, sir."
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, probably scared.
If you throw it to me, I'll shoot it with my eyes closed. Whatever you say. Whatever.
It is funny how they're all like that. I mean, you hear the infamous stories of Kobe and some of the things that happened during his career.
Yeah, I'll tell you one more story. So, another guy who was there at the time was a guy named Jason Williams. Wound up being Jay Williams. Played point guard at Duke University.
Sure.
Tremendous basketball player. And Michael Jordan gets into these counselor games, and he always tries to pick the guys who talk the most crap to play against. Gilbert Arenas and Jay Williams were two of them. And Jay Williams starts talking all this stuff about a Duke-North Carolina rivalry. And he says, "Hey, I don't know if you know this, but Duke wasn't my rival in college."
Oh, that didn't hurt
NC
a bit.
NC State was more of a rival for Michael Jordan when he was at North Carolina. They were really good. They won a national championship with Coach Valvano, I think, in 83.
Yes, 83.
Michael Jordan in North Carolina won it in 82. And so, you know, he had no problems making sure that the Dukies understood that there was no Duke, North Carolina when he was playing in college. It was North Carolina and North Carolina State.
Yes, I don't think Duke got to the Final Four until 86 with Coach K
and
went down there with Kansas, Arizona, and maybe it's Louisville that was in that Final Four. But that's good stuff. Interesting. It's interesting how those guys, they're a different breed.
Absolutely.
We'll take a break and come back. We have some questions on our text line. If you have a question for Coach Boynton, you can send it to us via text on our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338, or share it on my Twitter handle if you wish, and that is at GoPokesVoice. We're live at Alpha Gamma Rho in Stillwater on the Oklahoma State University campus, and we'll be back with more after this. This is the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
FFO Home, your one-stop source for top-quality furniture and mattresses at great discounts, is a proud sponsor of OSU Athletics. With 10 great stores in Oklahoma, you'll find everything you need to furnish the home of your dreams, up to 50% less than you could anywhere else. Come by and visit the all-new FFO Home, or visit us online at ffohome.com. Go Pokes!
Are you tired of calling your pharmacy to see if your prescriptions are ready? At Charlie's Discount Drug, our customers can receive a text message, an email, or even a phone call from one of our staff informing them when their prescriptions are ready. Call Charlie's Discount Drug at 624-3535 For more information or sign up today at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Is hunger turning you into a slowpoke? With more than 30 restaurants on campus, there's plenty of options to feed your inner cowboy. Whether it's breakfast at the crack of dawn or a midnight snack, there's something for everyone, no matter the time of day. Burgers and fries, fresh fruit smoothies, made-to-order sandwiches, and more make it easy to satisfy even the biggest cowboy appetite. University Dining Services, where the cowboys dine.
If your air conditioner sounds like
boom, boom, boom,
you should call Advantage.
Does your heater ever sound like
click, clunk, click, clunk, click, clunk?
You should call Advantage. For a $65 service fee, we'll diagnose the problem and quote the cost of repair before the work is done.
Advantage Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our promise is simple. If we don't fix it, we'll give your money back. You need to call us.
You need Advantage.
Here's some more on the convenience and easiness at AmPride Travel Plaza. Big, big restrooms that don't require a key. Just go on in. If you need cash, AmPride's got an ATM. Looking for express food options? Try AmPride 6 and 12-inch deli sandwiches with choices of ham, turkey, pepperoni, bacon, various cheeses, including pepper jack, American and Swiss, and too many toppings and dressings to name, on your choice of white or wheat. All this and more at easy, convenient AmPride Travel Plaza, where Highways 177 and 33 intersect in Perkins.
So I hear you're looking for custom decorated apparel. Oh, and you need it fast with free graphic design along with local free delivery. Then call or email Stillwater Screen Printing and Embroidery. Their sales team will walk you through the entire process, making sure all your needs are addressed. They've been serving this amazing community for over 20 years and know the ins and outs of the decorated apparel industry. Whether it's t-shirts, polos, hats, or promotional items, you can find them at StillwaterScreenPrinting.com or call 372-7600 to get your project started. Conveniently located at the corner of 6th and Knobloch behind Firehouse Subs. See you soon and go post. Folks.
We continue on the Coach Boynton Radio Show. We're at Alpha Gamma Rho. Yeah. Fellows are here. We gave Coach Boynton brought them Slim Chickens, cookies, and they're still enjoying it, so that's a good thing. If you have a question for Coach Boynton, you can send it to us on my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or if you wish, use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. We have a question that's come in, as a matter of fact, and this is off the text line. If you could change one rule in college hoops, what would you change?
Now, I've thought a lot about this. I would probably look at the NBA rule of advancing the ball in the last 2 minutes or so of a game, just to bring a little bit more strategy, a little bit more coaching opportunities in to see if guys can really, you know, execute some plays late game.
How do you feel about the in men's college basketball now? It's halves. We still have the 1-1. Of course, there's been some drifting away from some of those concepts in the women's college game. Would you rather just stick with what we have, or would you advocate changing maybe to a no 1-1 situation, automatic 2 fouls and quarters and such?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the quarters. It just felt the game felt different when we used it last year
in the NIT
for.
Yeah.
Some experimental, it just disrupted the flow because obviously TV still has to factor in. They want their commercials. They have to be played because somebody's got to pay the bills. So the TV timeouts were kind of off, and it made the game really choppy, in my opinion. You know, I'm not opposed. We talked about this before. I don't love when guys foul out.
Yeah, yeah.
And so maybe go to six or maybe just don't have guys foul out. I mean – people come to see really good players. I mean, and so if you show up to see somebody and you can't see him because the referee decides that he fouled somebody, I mean, and sometimes they're wrong, you know. So referee makes a bad call and you pay $25 to come see a guy play 2 minutes because he's been in foul trouble the whole game. So maybe kind of tweaking the foul scenario and also maybe going straight to 2 shots after a certain time and eliminating the 1-1. But I also would think about maybe the jump ball. I think sometimes the defense gets punished.
Oh, and the possession arrow.
Yeah, you tie somebody up, a team makes a bad play, they hold the ball, and they get the ball back because the possession arrow says so. I mean, so maybe just toss it up.
Well, they used to do that in the foul, you know, the free throw line back. Absolutely. In the old days, and teams would run plays off of it, and it was another element to the game. Okay, from some of the guys here at Agro, what was it like to be the first coach to sweep Kansas in the regular season with Bill Self in charge?
That's definitely up there on the top achievements, obviously, in my short time as a head coach. It was really fun playing up there. You know, obviously, I'd been up there only once the year before as an assistant. The atmosphere is tremendous. There's a lot of great basketball, knowledgeable people. And they appreciated the way we played. In fact, there were several people who, you know, said thanks for the way your team plays when I was leaving the building. But when they came back here, obviously it was senior day for Mitch Solomon and Jeff Carroll. It was a big deal. And there was obviously some talk because we had been playing well late in the year that, you know, if we won that game, we'd have a chance to be in the tournament. So there was some, you know, some serious pressure on the game. There was also some pressure on Kansas to win. They hadn't wrapped up the league yet. And so for our guys to play the way they did, for our crowd to be as into the game as they were, and to be the first and only team still so far to have swept Coach Self and his team up there is something that's pretty big to be proud of.
You know, as far as venues go and in the places you played when you were at South Carolina, what were the best venues you played at, and how would some of the Big 12 venues, and we know how good Oklahoma State and our venue is, but how would the Big 12 venues compare? What would be the same? What would be different from the places you played at in college?
I'll be honest. The basketball atmosphere in most of the SEC teams isn't that great. You know, it's, you know, if a team's really good, Kentucky's the exception in that
sure.
league. Obviously, it's a really strong blue blood basketball program. They draw all the time. But you go to some places and it's just not a whole lot of excitement and energy in the buildings. And I, you know, without calling anybody out, I don't want to get into that, but
nope, I understand.
You go around this league and everywhere you go, there's a great atmosphere. I mean, everywhere. Whether it's Ames, it was, I don't know how cold it was up there.
Almost zero. Really cold.
There were 14,000 people there.
That's always true.
And, you know, we'll go to Lubbock in a couple of weeks. And it doesn't matter if it's a Tuesday at 9 o'clock or Saturday at 1. They're going to show up and be excited. But I've been to Assembly Hall in Indianapolis or in Bloomington. Been to the Dean Dome in North Carolina. Gallagher is the best place I've ever been for a basketball game.
It is.
It's the best place I've ever been. And I don't say that just because I'm here. Obviously, we're biased, but I remember 2 years ago when our team was 0-6, and I've said this before, we went to Lubbock and won our first Big 12 game, and we came home for a game on a team and lost 6 out of 7. Didn't look like our season was going very far. And we almost sold out a game against Arkansas. In the Big 12 Challenge, and I just kind of looked around like, this place is amazing. I mean, I don't know. Because that's what you really can tell when your team's not doing as well, when the results aren't quite there yet, but people still believe in what you're doing and they care about the program. Mm-hmm. They show up and they bring great energy, and this place is second to none in that regard.
We'll take another break. And by the way, the University Store is the ultimate shopping destination on OSU basketball game day. You can check out their locations inside Gallagher-Iba Arena, or of course you can check out their flagship location in the Student Union. Another option, online 24/7 at shopokstate.com. If you have a question for Coach Boynton, you can send it to us on my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or you may also send it to us via our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. Got a bunch of ag rows here, about 30 or 35. Had some slim chickens, and it's a great atmosphere, so we're glad you're with us tonight, and we appreciate the hospitality of the guys here at the house this evening. We'll take a break, come back with more with Coach after this. From Alpha Gamma Rho in Stillwater, it's the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
Oklahoma State fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Cowboys and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Cowboys and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code Cowboys.
What's the only place to get hyped for game day? Gain access to free giveaways and everything OSU Athletics? Follow OSU Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. You'll be the first to receive updates directly from the athletic department for all cowboy and cowgirl sports as they compete for conference and national titles. Visit okstate.com and click the media tab to find a list of all sports, coaches, and OSU personalities to follow. Go Pokes!
What makes Slim Chicken so delicious? It all starts with fresh, all-natural tenderloins. Buttermilk marinated, then lightly hand-breaded with our famous southern spices. And we cook them fresh when you order, every time. Try them with one of our 17 house dipping sauces. So come share a meal with us. Whether you're dining in, driving through, or feeding a crowd, Slim's has you covered. Slim Chickens. Fresh, delicious chicken. Proud supporter of OSU Athletics.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
It happens to everyone who plays the game. We get hurt and try to walk it off, but playing hurt can make it worse. At Mercy Sports Medicine, keeping you in the game is our life's work. Schedule a free pain assessment from a Mercy Pro at mercy.net/paincheck. We'll check your injury, give you a plan for quick recovery, and get you playing again. Sign up at mercy.net/paincheck. At Mercy Sports Medicine, your life is our life's work.
OG&E is a company that's uniquely Oklahoman. Established before statehood, it's easy to see why we're so deeply invested in the communities we serve. From powering education through teacher grants, providing students with scholarships and internships, even pioneering studies that drive economic growth, OG&E is dedicated to our long-term vitality. So we created OGETogether.com, a site with news sharing our ongoing success stories that shine a light on our bright future. Come see all we can accomplish together.
We continue with the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Agro and Stillwater. Yeah, we got one guy who wants to clap, and he kind of faked us out. We hear of a ball fake, and that was a clap fake, so that was good. OSU games call for nothing less than the taste of Tostitos chips. Score some points with your fellow tailgaters by breaking out the Tostitos. Had a text question come in, you know, turning our attention to what happened last night. Do you feel like there was one play, or can you think of one play that maybe shifted things the other direction last night? One come to mind or no?
Yeah, I mean, there was a huge play late in the game where, you know, we forced Rashad Odoms into a tough shot kind of overhand, and we don't come up with the rebound. But not only that, there's a loose ball scrum. They dive on it. There's like 7-8 bodies down there, and the ball scoots out to Bieniemy. It's a two-point game at the time, and if we secure a rebound, we got a chance to come down in a one-possession game and tie or take the lead, maybe get somebody to the free throw line. So that certainly stuck out at the moment, but also as you look back. But there were a couple others as well. You know, we went just a long drought. You know, we finished the game. We didn't score another field goal after Kirk Jones makes a layup with 5 minutes and 30 seconds to go to put us up, I think, 61-60 at the time.
Yes.
And to not get another crack at the basket. You know, Lindy misses a layup there late, and that Yor gets the rebound, but it gets knocked out of his hands. Cam had a great look. I mean, all the plays kind of in my mind. I've watched the game about five times now, so yeah. they're all big. But certainly the loose ball we don't come up with, and they make a three was certainly a big play for momentum both ways.
So in the second half last night, you shot 37%. You made 9 threes in the first half, only 3 in the second. But the thing is, as I think back on it, you were able to get to the rim a bunch of times, it seemed, and just couldn't finish, which was something that concerned you early in the conference season. But, boy, it seemed like you were getting close to, you know, really close to finishing a bunch of those plays at a time when you still had the lead.
Yeah, likely got to the rim twice. Had two really good looks right at the rim and didn't finish, you know, an A. Got in there and again got his hands on a couple balls and we didn't finish those plays. And it's kind of a double whammy when you don't make the layup and you don't draw a foul because you get nothing.
Yeah.
And it usually leads to transition opportunities for the other team because, you know, you feel like those are going down. And I know the one that Lindy missed, we didn't get the rebound. They came down and made a three. So, yeah, those are big plays. I think it might have been Manic who made a three in the left corner because we over closed out on Rashad Odom. So, yeah, those are plays we got to finish. We got to continue to get better at finishing. The kids are getting better. But last night we certainly didn't have enough in the tank to finish as strong as we needed to late in the game.
Boy, you got off to an unbelievable start. It's 28-9 at one point.
Yeah, and I want to go back. I mean, I think our crowd was a big part of that. I mean, the energy is infectious. I mean, and I know people talk about it all the time, but I've been there as a player. You have a different feeling when you come out and people are excited and there's great energy in the building. You play with a more of an edge, and they helped us get off to a great start. Obviously, we made a lot of shots early, didn't make as many late, but that's something we'll get corrected. As long as the fans keep bringing the energy, we'll continue to have a chance.
So what changed in the offensive flow from the early minutes of the game when you're making shots, and some of those shots were obviously unguarded, versus what happened in the second half? Was it something Oklahoma did? Was it something that just evolved as far as your team's performance? What was going on?
Well, it was a combination. Obviously, they had to become more aggressive, I mean, because of the way we were shooting the ball, and they did. And part another part is natural game slippage. As you go along, you're not as sharp later in the game when you're fatigued. You don't remember to execute the small details in terms of spacing. We didn't screen as well. We didn't drive it as aggressively. We had at least four really good threes on drive and kicks. So someone gets into the lane, the defense collapse, we kick it out. I know Cam hit one. Thomas hit one. Lindy hit a couple. Those threes weren't as open in the second half because we didn't drive the ball as aggressively, and therefore we didn't force the help. When we were trying to make plays more one-on-one, and so we're shooting over our hand a lot of times instead of stepping in rhythm and on balance. So we just got to be a little bit tougher to make those plays more consistently throughout the game.
Lindy Waters played 35 minutes, Thomas DeZagua 37. That was the longest stint of his career. Cam McGriff never came off the floor. He played 40 minutes, all 40 minutes of the game. And those guys have played a lot of minutes throughout the course of the year, but now you're down to, what is in essence probably a seven-man rotation. Is there some, as they carry a different load maybe than they did in the past, is there some time you think of adjustment that may be going on for them just as maybe roles have evolved? And, for example, asking Lindy Waters to shoot more, is there a little bit of an adjustment period that's happening now? Is it completed? What do you think?
Yeah, we talked about it as a staff, Trae Young, I'll bring him up, for example. He came in here last year and shot the ball 39 times, okay? And he got criticized for it, and maybe it was the wrong way to play. What I was as a player and coach, I was impressed that he could get off 39 shots in one game. Anybody who played basketball, that's really hard to do. It's hard to shoot 39 times. Even if you have the freedom to do it, I think Harden, who's an unbelievably high usage player in the NBA, he shot 43 times. It's a lot. I mean, but that's the best of the best. So when you're asking guys to do something that they haven't done, but to also do it way more aggressively than they can think is possible. So we probably need Lindy to take 18 shots. He got 20 points on 13 shots. A really efficient game. Probably need him to take four or five more.
Wow. So 7 of 13 for Waters, as a matter of fact. He got off to an unbelievable start. He made his first four threes. He ended up 4 of 8 from three-point range. So as we watched the game and saw where those shots were coming from for him, is that sort of the flavor of shot, for lack of a better term, that you're looking for from him? And maybe how else can he creatively, get those shots, those extra shots you're looking for?
Yeah, we got what we have to do is we've got to get him to the free throw line more. He leads the nation in free throw percentage. He shoots like 96% from the free throw line. Did he shoot any last night? I can't remember at this point.
He was 2 for 2.
Yeah, so he made them both again, but he doesn't get there enough. And that's a way you can even be more efficient because that doesn't count as a field goal unless it goes in. So if we can get him maybe to the line for 6 shots, he makes 5 of them. He's a really good shooter. And now you got 3 or 4 more points. that you don't necessarily have to work as hard to get. So, again, it's a small margin right now, and it's, you know, it turns out to be a 9-point final outcome, but it's a possession game. You know, you come up with that rebound that I talked about earlier, and you got the ball with, you know, 2 minutes to go, down 2 points, and you got a chance to maybe get the ball in his hands and have him drive and make a play, get to the free throw line in that case, and tie the game. So, you know, we're close. We got to get him more opportunities in the paint. We probably need to develop Yor as a post presence a little bit more. He's got to get stronger. We all know that. But, you know, you don't get better unless you continue to have opportunities, and we need to, you know, continue to develop his skills a little bit more.
Two players for Oklahoma who going into the game didn't necessarily have big stats, but certainly have capabilities, had huge performances. Jamal Bienemy scored 11 points starting for the first time at Texas Saturday. He makes all six of his shots and scores 17 points to lead them in scoring. He's a freshman. And then Jamoney McNeese, 13 points and 3 rebounds. I know he'd been bothered by an ankle sprain, and he goes 5 of 6 from the field. You know, those guys are capable, but obviously that's production at a level from areas where they had not been getting it prior.
Sure, and it's one of the luxuries. When you have a little bit more depth, you have a little bit, you know, more bodies, is that, you know, guys like Bienemy, who's going to be a really good player in time, doesn't have the pressure of having to be the top of a scouting report guy.
Yeah.
And so you focus on Christian James and Brady Manick, and then he's able to get his quietly, but he shows up very efficiently and as a big, big factor in the game. Jamoney McNeese was, you know, his points are all around the rim. It was one of the things that really was disappointing, because we didn't force him to do anything difficult. And it was a product of Yor playing more minutes than he's been used to playing. He wasn't in good defensive position twice late in the game. He catches the ball in there and shoots layups. I mean, he really can't affect the game, you know, from beyond 5 feet, but we allowed him to be effective 5 feet in.
Time for a break. And by the way, next time you're in Stillwater, make sure to stop by the Cowboy Travel Plaza, Game Day Ironworks, Game Day Events, Merrifield Office Supply, Charlie's Discount Drug, Debris Sporting Goods, BNC Business Products, and the Furniture Showcase. These great Stillwater businesses are proud partners of the Visit StillwaterOK.org Shop and Stillwater program, supporting all the OSU athletic teams. We've got some more questions on our text line, and if you wish to ask a question of Coach Boynton, you can send it to us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line at 405-747-0338, or you can use my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. Back with more in a moment. We're at Alpha Gamma Rho, and this is the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash,
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up.
Bum, 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 bum.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Come on,
buckle up.
Everybody buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We continue with the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Alpha Gamma Rho. Yeah. On Washington Street, just north of the Strip. Across the street from the Student Union. Glad you're with us. Slim Chickens, of course, is our usual host for the Coach Boynton and Coach Gundy radio shows. And, of course, we'll be going back there in 2 weeks. If you have a party coming up, just like the one we had here, Coach Boynton went to Slim Chickens and said, hey, need some help. Got to feed these Alpha Gamma Rose. They're hungry. So Slim Chickens came through big. They also have the tailgate pack, which is more of a spread, a catering-type spread, if you're interested. 405-372-2326, 405-372-2326. That's Slim Chickens. Slim Chickens, proud to support Oklahoma State Athletics. Coach, someone asked on the text line about the walk-on tryouts, how it went, how many people participated, and how many did you decide to keep? So take us through that. We haven't had a chance to talk about that.
It went great, much better than I thought it would go because of the level of interest. We had about 60 people show up, and it was interesting because we announced it at about 9:30 or 10 a.m. A week ago today, and you had to go through quite a process to even have a chance, and you'd be interested to know we had a few people who weren't students try to show up.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was interesting. I got a few emails from people who said, hey, I go to a junior college in such and such town, and I heard you're having tryouts. I can't make it because I work. Are you going to have another day of this? And I was like, first, you have to be a student here to play for this school's team.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah. And so we had probably about 50 people go through it. It was really fun. It was most kids, I would assume, play high school basketball at some point, been around it. We went through some very basic drills, ball handling, layups, passing, and then played a little bit five-on-five at the end. And, in a lot of ways, it was unfair to the kids because it was really no prior notice. It wasn't really in any kind of instruction. It was very, very informal. But they showed up with – great attitudes. They worked really hard, and we're not completely through the process. So I would say it's still ongoing as to where the next steps are and how many guys will have an opportunity to stay.
But you've had a few that have helped you with practice recently.
Yeah, we've had a couple kids show up, and you got to figure out schedules, eligibility, and it's all got to work together. We're just thankful that people are interested enough in Oklahoma State basketball to want to be a part of it.
Very good. South Carolina's next. Boy, a lot of emotions probably come. Of course, you're worried about coaching a team, but you played at South Carolina, Frank Martin. You worked for Frank Martin at South Carolina, so a lot.
Yeah, it's an interesting game. There's 14 teams in that league, and our league and their league couldn't find any of the other 13 for us to play, I guess. So,
well, imagine a television network like ESPN that just randomly choose something like that.
Here's the other interesting part. This thing, I think, is in its sixth year or fifth.
Yes, sixth, I believe.
And South Carolina hasn't been in it for 2 years. The last 2 years, they haven't been in it. In fact, this will be their third time in it, and they've only played Oklahoma State as a part
of this. That's right, because we played them home and home in 13 and 14.
So, I'm sure it was just coincidence that I'm coaching here now, and, there's nothing. No story to tell.
Oh, I'm sure not.
But it's a different game, certainly. I won't pretend it's not than any I've ever been preparing for because, I went to that school, got a lot of great friends there, and I've never cheered against South Carolina, but I will Saturday.
Yeah.
It'll be the probably only time that I hope that they lose pretty badly, and I'll cheer for them the rest of the year.
Do you stay in contact with Frank much or no?
Yeah, you know, I don't talk to a ton of other head coaches during the season, but Frank and I have a very good relationship. I know his family well. He knows my family, and he's a very big part of where I am now. He's very influential in my coaching philosophies, specifically as it relates to the way you treat your players. And Frank comes across on TV as this really mean, angry, demanding person, and he is demanding, but he's not mean and he's not angry. He's very intense as a coach, but I've never been around a guy who can balance the challenging and pushing kids and loving them the way he does. And you know, it's something I hope that I don't know if I can be him as a coach on the court intense wise, but just finding that balance where your kids know you care about them and they'll run through a brick wall for you at the same time. But they'll also allow you to challenge them and hold them accountable because they know that you want what's best for them.
Based on what the Kansas State people said, their support staff would have run through a brick wall for him. I mean, they loved working with him in the athletic department. Broadcasters just loved him.
Yeah, I would say this. If you think Frank Martin's a bad person or mean, you've never spent any time with him because there's no one who has that would say that. Based off of their interactions with him. Again, he's very intense, and he's going to demand that his kids play as hard as anybody on every given night. They're going to be physical. They're going to rebound at a high level. They're going to be very aggressive defensively. They're going to run the floor, and they're going to compete really hard. And that's what you get with a Frank Martin team, and they always get better as the year goes along. Now, even this year's team, they had some – tough losses early. They lost to Wyoming on the road. They played Virginia at home, which obviously isn't a bad loss. They lost to Michigan on the road. They lost to Wofford at home. And you look up, and they're 5-1 in the SEC.
Yeah.
And it's just because every day he preaches, we're just going to get better today, and we'll worry about the results at the end.
Yeah, started 4-7 and now won 5-6 in the SEC. Starting a couple freshmen, they've had some injuries, so it almost seems like not only is it Frank Martin working his usual magic, they've kind of just been evolving as a team, it seems. Is that what you observe?
Yeah. They've got some quality experience, and they've got and they got two guys who've played on the Final Four team. You know, Chris Silva and Hassani Gravitt were on their Final Four team just 2 years ago. And they got some talented freshmen, but everything runs through those veteran guys. They have nine guys averaging 20 minutes or more.
Wow.
It's just really hard to do. I mean, but he plays the way kind of we talked about before. No one plays 30 minutes. In fact, their most dominant physical player is Chris Silva, who plays like 24 minutes a game. Now, part of it is he's in foul trouble a lot.
Yeah, they foul a lot.
Yeah, they foul a lot.
A lot.
They draw a lot of fouls because they play a very, very physical style of basketball.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. Good luck on Saturday. We hope to have a great crowd there. I know the Alpha Gamma Rose, the Agro guys, appreciated you coming over, and it's been fun. Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And don't forget, we're obviously going to be remembering the 10. That's this weekend.
Yes.
It's a great opportunity to come out and honor the lives of the people who, unfortunately, we lost in the plane crash in 2001. So we'll have all their families here, and be nothing better than to beat up on some Gamecocks, send them back to Columbia, and then we can cheer for them the rest of the way.
Very good. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
That's Coach Mike Boynton. Back to wrap things up after this. From Alpha Gamma Rho, it's the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the OSU Cowboys. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
What makes Slim Chicken so delicious? It all starts with fresh, all-natural tenderloins. Buttermilk marinated, then lightly hand-breaded with our famous southern spices. And we cook them fresh when you order, every time. Try them with one of our 17 house dipping sauces. So come share a meal with us. Whether you're dining in, driving through, or feeding a crowd, Slim's has you covered. Slim Chickens. Fresh, delicious chicken. Proud supporter of OSU Athletics.
This is Debbie at Charlie's Discount Drug. Did you know that a prescription is not required to shop at Charlie's Discount Drug? We have an ever-growing gift selection, including gifts for him, her, and the kids. We also have a wide variety of pop and candy. There's no prescription required to shop at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Wrapping things up on this Thursday night, the Coach Boynton Radio Show, and we appreciate Alpha Gamma Rho and their hospitality this evening. And remember, next time you plan to dine or stay in Stillwater, make sure to visit Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Eskimo Joe's, Mexico Joe's, the Smoky Pokey, and the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. These great Stillwater businesses are proud partners of the Visit StillwaterOK.org Dine and Stay in Stillwater program, supporting all the OSU athletic teams. Appreciate you being with us tonight. We'll start our coverage Saturday for the Pokes and the South Carolina Gamecocks. Noon will be our broadcast start, and we'll tip off at 1 o'clock as the Cowboys take on the Gamecocks of South Carolina. So it'll be should be a fun time at Gallagher-Iba Arena. Come out and support the Pokes. What a great night here at Alpha Gamma Rho. We enjoyed it tremendously, and we hope you did as well. For Coach Boynton and all the Ag Rho fellas here, Dave Hunziker saying, have a great Friday. We'll see you on Saturday. This has been the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
On the Cowboys Sports Network, this has been the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show. Brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores, Farm Fresh for 50 years. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug. Discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office. Together we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Cowboys Sports Network.